is the base jump comedy pot oven. Yo, that is babies.
This week presenting
Health and Nutrition Experts Fitness Up a Pod.
Featuring
Boots. Boots.
Order up in 3, 2, 1.
Hello, I'm Adrian Vacuum, and I'm here at Macro. Hello. I'm feeling pretty good today, actually. I've been wearing those shoes that have the all the toes separated. I'm feeling really, really good. It's really made me made my body, my posture quite strong. I'm here with some of my other big health nutrition expert people.
Yes, Adrian, baby, mwah, mwah, mwah. Thanks for having me back. It's me, Terry Pterodactyl. You know me. I am Southampton's premier gay house husband and dad to 4 Scottish Terriers and an adopted child. Look, I have been loving all the health vibes recently, especially up here in Long Island. We've just been peeling grapes and eating them, just the skin. It's been quite delightful, and I'm teaching all my terriers how to do the same. Yeah, but thanks for having me back.
Obviously.
Hey, guys, it's me, Dr. Fluffs, and I'm here to talk to you guys about my YouTube channel. I have a YouTube channel that is specially about my particular diet. What's that, you ask? It's about transparency. Literally, I only eat things and drink things that are transparent. The other day when I was drinking my usual drink of a watery liquid, I was putting it down and I just felt so energized that I went for a run. And you know what? I ran for an entire mile without even breathing once.
Man, that's hardcore.
It's what I do for my fans. I live stream all the time and my fans are just... Oh, they just love my content.
I can tell I'm going to love your content, too. Ooh, you got a new subscriber in me.
Oh, amazing. I'll send you my link afterwards.
Hi, guys. My name is Spinach. I count every single nutrients that goes into my body each day. Sorry, I'm really nervous. I've never spoken out loud.
Ever?
And I have, but mainly just to me and my nutrients.
That's why I thought you'd be a great person to have on the podcast.
Yeah, we just kind of talk to each other.
I was really nervous when I first started. It's all about eye contact.
Okay.
So just look at me in the eyes right now.
All right. Oh, that's a lot.
It's all right. I know that I'm not blinking, but I promise it makes yourself feel so much better when you feel connected. What if I come really close to you?
Okay. I actually feel like I'm going to vomit.
That's how you know it's working. Yeah.
Don't vomit. You save that for the bathrooms in the back of New York City, darling.
Yeah. Well, yesterday I was talking to my nutrients and they whispered something to me and they said, you can only live as long as you can live as hard as you can.
That's super wise, man.
Wow, that's really amazing.
That's the kind of thing I'd get printed on a t-shirt.
It's a micro whisper, right?
Can I use that for a caption?
Sure.
Awesome. Thank you.
I've actually never eaten anything as big as a macro before. Can you give me some advice about that?
I'd start with using a fork.
Okay.
Yeah. That's where I'd start your journey.
Okay. Yeah, cool.
When you start, you know, putting some real reps in, you can upgrade to a spoon probably.
Oh, wow.
Using cutlery is the best thing, especially when it's like fed to you and used by your pool boy, Pablo. By Pablo, like, gets the gold and bronze cutlery from our golden drawers in upstate New York. And...
I just want to say thank you so much for sponsoring the podcast today as well.
You're welcome.
Shout out.
Like, sponsoring this for $25,000, that's a train trip to Kentucky for me.
Sorry, a train trip to Kentucky is how much? I'm not getting paid anything. I live in a drawer.
wait. Sorry, you live in a drawer? What kind of drawer?
Okay, so you know when you go into your bathroom and you have that drawer where you just put stuff?
You live in a miscellaneous drawer?
I don't even live in the kitchen.
In a bathroom somewhere.
Yeah, it has got remotes in it. There's cords in it.
Is this why you've never spoken out? Because you've been trapped inside of the drawer?
Yeah. I just came out because I thought what you guys were saying were really interesting and I really wanted to be a part of it. Can you not tell I'm 2 inches high? You had to lower this microphone down.
I was pretty surprised when you came wandering out of my bathroom this morning. I'm not going to lie. Yeah. I was pretty surprised, but I'm really glad you did.
Thanks, man.
Because it's nice to know if someone else is living in your house and you're not aware that they're there.
Well, me and the nutrients, I haven't been paying rent, so I hope this doesn't change anything because I can't afford it and I don't have a job.
No, it's okay. You're doing this one for free, so that counts as something.
Yeah, because I work on my body, though. We work on our bodies and we make sure we know what we put in it. I put in the little bits of toothpaste that you leave that kind of fall off the side of your bench and I yum, 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 that up. And that's the micronutrients in that are really good.
Yeah, you're reading those articles from Women's Day as well.
Yeah, Women's Day 2008.
Exactly that. I also have a collection of Women's Day magazines and I'm getting all my favorite health ideas from them. Like, not only was a toothpaste one there, but they taught me how to use avocados as headphones. It was delightful. And it improved my hearing. I can now hear my husband beg for mercy when I tell him to not tell the neighbors about our private affairs when we kick our dogs over the fence.
Can I just ask just a quick question?
Yes, Dr. Fluff.
Do you take the pits out of the avocados before you put them over your ears?
Absolutely, because they also make great anal beads.
Can I go back to the avocados again really quickly?
Can we go back to the anal beads after that?
Yeah, we'll go back to the avocados and then we'll circle back to the anal beads.
To me, and this is fine.
You said that they're good headphones, but they help you hear your husband better, which would be the opposite of a headphone, really, unless your husband is inside the avocado.
It is a headphone, as in a phone. I can hear my husband's voice come through the avocado, but it's connected to my head.
Right, that makes it better. Now we can go back to the anal beads.
So what are they? And how do I get some?
Yeah, so it all started. Do you want the historical account or just how I use it?
I think that they have been living in a drawer, so I don't think they even know what they are.
And why avocado seeds?
Well, avocado seeds are the right size. Because they're not as big as a fist, but they're not small like a pair of dice. Right?
That's a really good description of the size of an avocado,
yeah.
Pip.
And then what we use to string it together are like the dangly bits from an avocado that you don't like.
Oh, so it's a very delicate artisanal situation.
Poor, like those who live in the North Hamptons, they use banana strings. Those poverty-stricken neighbors up the north.
Thank you. That clears a lot of things up for me. That's really helpful. Thank you so much. I do have a question, though. I heard just overhearing one time when you visited, I heard a rattling and like you turned around really quickly and I heard something get swung off the bench.
Yeah, so I was just trying to take my morning prep pills. I was shaking them to see how many I had left inside. And next thing you know, a whole baseball team arrived to my front door and they were just swinging their bats at me.
Right.
And I was like, wow, this takes me back to my husband's 50th birthday bukkake.
Sorry, what's a bukkake? Can you elaborate?
A bukkake is when one man kneels in the middle of a group of other men and becomes a real-life Jackson Pollock installment.
And what's the size of a bukkake based on?
Well, it depends. If you charge them entry, it could go as high as 20 people.
Can I just go back a bit? I wasn't aware that you were in my lounge and that a whole bunch of baseball players came in with bats. This is news to me. When did this happen?
Well, I keep running out of prep. That's why.
Wait, you're on prep?
But prep is also what I use. It's the sound my dogs recognize when I call them. And I've been looking for them for days because my husband has kicked them over the fence.
I hear there's a lot of great nutrients in prep. I hear it does wonders for your waistline.
Right, thank you for noticing. I'm now size 4.
Oh, yeah, you look hot.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I can totally relate to this. I mean, last season when I was a size 4, and now you can obviously tell that I'm a size -1, it's because of my transparent diet. You know, when I was doing my PhD in gambling,
I was so fascinated by the idea.
What does a PhD in gambling look like?
My diet is based on where my PhD came from, right?
How?
Look, when I say my diet is transparent, it's because I have no money.
Okay? Right, so you're just gulping air.
Yeah, well, you know, my PhD, it took a lot out of me, you know.
It's because it was on gambling. You gambled all your money away.
Did I go to Sky City in Auckland and put down $10,000 on black?
And call it a PhD?
And call it a PhD? Maybe.
And I see you working towards your next PhD. It's there written on the glad wrap that you brought with you.
That's right. It's on Claire file folders.
Is that, sorry, are you wearing a fedora and is that a pair of dice in your pocket?
No, that's not dice. That is just a six-sided block.
Oh, okay. It's either that or two bits of avocado.
There are numbers on there too.
Nothing at all like a dice.
Nothing to be afraid of. Those are just called baby beads.
Oh, so you're familiar?
Oh, so familiar. Back when I was 23, when I first encountered my first set of baby beads, I was teaching my husband how to play Monopoly. And then I was heavily inspired. I was like, ooh, what can we do with these dice? Well, we can string it together and turn it into like little cubic beads, and then again we can poop it out like the goats do. Did you know goats poop out square?
Yeah, that's poop. Crazy. I knew about that.
I knew about that. Question: from Sky City. How did you know about it when you've been in my drawer your whole life?
Because you knew about it.
Oh yeah, that's why.
By the way, Adrian, your home is lovely. I can see you've built three staircases to nowhere.
You know, when you're gonna get your reps in, when you're, I eat a lot of nutrients, and therefore I like to walk upstairs and walk face first into a wall because I find that's the best way.
Is that because you're like lightheaded and you're not actually eating enough macros? You're only eating micros.
That's the thing. I eat micros, not macros. Walk face first into a wall, and then somehow end up in a pretty good shape, actually. Yeah,
I've also never seen so many drawers in my life. Everywhere there's a drawer. Are there just more of you in your place?
There might be. I don't know.
Was there only one of you in your drawer?
It was just me and the nutrients whispering to me, remember? Yeah.
Wait, the nutrients was whispering to you?
Yeah.
What were they saying?
They were saying, hey, there's spinach. Yeah, I'm talking to you, you big buff bitch.
Sounds like the passcode to get into Checkmate, the sauna down the road. Thanks. And if you go there every Thursday night on your 10th visit, it's free.
Oh, is that what they were whispering to me? Oh.
Yeah, so word's getting round.
It really is, because sometimes these nutrients, they leave and then they come back at unreasonable hours. They're drinking, they're smoking, and I ask them to tone it down because some of us are trying to sleep here on the back of an old remote. But, you know, they don't listen. They just come back. They're like, shut up.
Right.
You big bitch. And they're really sweaty. I'm like, I thought they were just partying. But
how did you get out unscathed? Usually the drawer is there. You pull them out just to put your hand in so different aged levels come.
Yeah, exactly. I think the same thing happened to me. I think there was cum there as well.
Wait, in my drawer?
Maybe.
No, the one down the road at Checkmate.
Okay, if there have been nutrients jizzing in my drawer, I'd like to know.
I mean, I'm pretty sure they hosted a buffet orgy the other week, so I don't really...
Well, all you can eat?
Yeah, they wouldn't invite me to anything.
I'm feeling a bit left out of my own house, really.
It sounds like your place has got a really great spread that you're not aware of.
I know. First, yeah, there's a buffet. Like, where did the buffet come from?
A really small one.
Oh, okay. Like micro.
Yeah, micronutrients. Obviously,
wait, were your nutrients having an orgy and eating smaller nutrients?
Yeah, I don't know, man. They're just not inviting me to these things. I kind of knock on the door. I even tried wearing vests like they do. They wear these puffer vests that they zip up, and they've got like a checkered shirt underneath that they roll the sleeves up, and they have a khaki pant that they've got rolled up, and their ankles are out. They're not wearing any socks, and they're wearing boat shoes.
Boat shoes? That's so 2007.
And I'm like, hey guys, can I join? And they're like, no, you can't be with us. And I'm like, but I have a linen shirt now. They're like, no. Get a vest and then we could talk. I think I might be living with frat boys, like a boat frat boy.
Like frat nutrients. Yeah.
It reminded me of the time in 1998 when I tipped the Backstreet Boys at their concert.
Yeah.
And they were forced to come and join my caravan. It was a great night. And then they left. And then that's how they came up with the song I Want It That Way. Because I kept telling them the whole night, no, you're making my pizza wrong. Where's the pepperoni? I want it that way.
That's like the frat boys keep telling me I'm not hitting it low enough, and they're telling me I'm not smoking enough coke, and I don't know what that means.
Smelling enough coke?
Yeah, I don't understand what they want from me. They're also driving yachts when I'm not...
In my drawer?
How big is your drawer?
Well, it's bigger than I realized, clearly.
Well, we're very small. They're not large, but they hold a lot of power over me. So they feel huge. And sometimes they're with blonde girls that are skinny.
I'm convinced that you are living in a brothel.
Yeah, without knowing it, you know, that's the part that's confusing.
It's a micro brothel. I mean, you can come and check it out anytime you want. If you could evict them, I would really love that, because, I mean, I was there first, but they kind of didn't care because they said their daddy bought it or something. I don't know.
Well, if you do evict them, can you wait till next Friday? That's after the white circuit party here.
What?
Yeah, so I've invited all my friends that I met on a cruise to Jamaica.
To my house.
To this house. I told them, like, guys, she has stairs to nowhere. We can, like, smash our heads, all types, into the walls and get turned on. How delightful is that?
So what happens when a bunch of men hit their head against a wall a lot and get turned on? Like, what's the end of the party look like?
We gain 10 IQ points.
Oh, I was going to say a buffet orgy.
Wait, no, so that's aftercare on a Sunday.
So you want, wait, you're telling me you don't want the micro or the macronutrients or the nutrients or whatever fucking size they are to move out until after you've had this party? Yeah, they invited and I'm not invited.
This is the advice from my friend Jared. He's the local cum dump in Parua. Anyway, so he's coming along, and he's also an expert on walls, and he gets there's a lot of nutrients.
Sorry, what do you mean by an expert on walls?
On walls. He knows all types of walls, what? Especially the ones that are filled with different types of asbestos, the newest nutrient trend that us gays are having in Southampton.
Wait, what do you do with the asbestos?
Well, there's a reason why we put the ass in asbestos. Ass is best with us.
Can we just go back? You said your friend Jared was the local cum dump.
Yes. Well, ever since we started supporting progressive policies... We have been...
What's that got to do with cum dumping? I don't understand.
Us rich gays in the community have been wondering, how do we safely dispose all this extra cum from our parties?
And you do it to your friend Jared.
And so we've been giving it to Jared. And he takes care of them. He turns them into asbestos milkshake.
So you're drinking cum mixed with asbestos in a milkshake with, I'm guessing, maybe like a banana and some Greek yogurt?
Yes, that's exactly it. We sell it for $2.99 on Amazon.
On Amazon?
Wait, Amazon accepts your listings for that?
Yes. Jeff Bezos is a prominent presence in our party.
He is?
Yes. That's why we call him Jeff Fisting Bezos.
Is he invited to the sex party?
He invites himself. We don't want him there. But he is richer than all of us combined. How can you say no? We have a rule as rich people. You can't say no if someone has a dollar more than you in their bank account.
Well, can you talk to the frat boys living in the drawer with me? Because I'd really appreciate it if you told them to leave me alone. Because they keep flashing their watches at me.
Flashing their watches on you?
They keep showing off their wealth, and it hurts my feelings a lot.
I also hate when they do that too. When I'm Well, you know, when I'm doing my YouTube live streams, and you know,
people still do those.
Yeah, I'm doing my YouTube live streams, and you know, I'm showing off all my transparent liquids and my transparent foods and my transparent clothing and my transparent lifestyle, and I just get flack from haters.
I heard that actually every time, well, actually I saw on your live stream that every time someone, you go for a run because your clothes are transparent, aka nothing, you get arrested for public nudity.
Well, to be honest with you, I get those, but because I laminate them and then I shred them.
You laminate then shred them?
Then I shred them because I want them to be shiny. And it just makes me feel like they're not really credible, because anything that is like laminated, I feel like doesn't count anymore.
Can I ask a quick question? You said you laminate them and shred them. What is them in the sentence?
Yeah, so anyone who gives me tickets, I laminate the person.
Ah, yes, I thought
and
so.
And then I shred them. Sorry, was that not clear?
No, it wasn't very transparent.
Right. No. I like to be transparent. I have killed.
Oh wow. My God.
It explains all the bodies behind you. I thought that was just like rugs.
They do look like rugs.
It's because I use my PhD in gambling to fashion laces on the outside.
I thought you had contacts with that Russian interior designer who just lies in mansions with dead bodies of naked people, especially soldiers.
Also, you know my dad.
Yeah! Oh my God! I didn't realize. Like,
it runs in the family. It runs in the family. Yeah.
Yeah. It runs all over your dad as well.
All over. I remember when I was in the bathroom and I moved my dick up on the sink and it broke. It broke the little string and it hurts and it was bleeding everywhere. And it wasn't nice, you know. And so I complained to my family about it, and they said you shouldn't be complaining about this.
Your dad had an issue with this?
I know. You know. I want to be clear here, guys. That you know, I have no secrets here. All right. I feel comfortable with you all, and I did break my dick string, okay?
Oh, no.
I don't want you running away thinking like, oh, you know, like he says he's transparent, but he didn't really tell us the truth.
Well, I'm also kind of more concerned about the fact that you brought like 12 dead bodies to the podcast with you to my house.
To be honest, I did get a U-Haul, so I covered the cost for it. To be clear, I covered the cost. You don't have to pay a cent.
Especially when you said you had no money earlier.
Yeah, because my dad actually footed the bill.
I feel like every time you say, to be clear, I'm being transparent, it's just you setting up a lie. I feel like none of this is true.
Okay, there's only one time I've ever lied, is when I told my wife that I didn't lose all my money at Sky City Casino. That was the only time I've ever lied. It was when I told her that I didn't put $10,000 on red.
What did you tell her instead?
I told her I put $10,000 on black.
It's so amazing that you have a supportive father who foots the bill, because at the last orgy your dad was at, he ate Bill's foot.
He ate Bill Clinton's foot?
Yeah. Bill Clinton has been to many countries in the world. If you want to be a world leader, you have to eat their feet. You start off by licking them, especially when they have lots of delicious little toe jams. And it's just delicious. Your father's a fan of Bill's feet.
How does this measure up to an anal bead made out of avocado seeds?
Oh, it measures up really well. It's like about 6 inches. Right? Hillary always said, are you sure you're going to enjoy my husband's feet? They're too small. And I'm like, madam, we're going to take this. We are 20 hungry men from Southampton. We will share this.
And what kind of nutrients are you getting out of those feet?
Oh, another 10 IQ points. Next thing you know, finally, one of us is going to finally run for governor. And it's going to be great. Nutrients gets you into politics. Right, right.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm still being bullied by frat yacht boys, country club boys. I think there's a whole country club. inside your drawer.
Honestly, I've learnt more about my apartment during this 20 minutes than I have in the 20 years I've lived here.
I've been waiting for them at tables with no tips.
Wait, there's tables in there as well?
At the country club. There is no tips down at the marina, let me tell you that right now.
At the marina?
Also, I just want to quickly say as well that I really appreciate you letting me film for the last year in here. I got some really good footage from this place.
Sorry, what? There's a film crew?
Yeah, so anyway, if you want to write some release forms after this, we'll be all sorted.
Does that mean I'm released forever from the drawer?
No, that's
not.
No,
you gotta go back in there afterwards.
Oh, honey, we don't use release forms. We use safe words.
And you know what? I think that about wraps us up. I think we've learned a lot about health and nutrition in this 20 minutes. We've learned a lot. This has been a big macro hello, and now we're going to say a big
macro goodbye.
That was a Base Jump Comedy original. It's cooked.
Ralph, I'm obsessed with you. I can't.
I just want a full podcast of just that character. I was like, "What? Fuck whatever I'm doing. I want more of this."
Yeah, I was like, I don't give a shit about anything else that happens.
I think that's going to be me in 30 years.
It's you now.
We're manifesting, right?
We're manifesting.
Yeah.
Every word you said was not the word I was expecting to come next in a sentence.
Everything was a turn. Like, what?
You set up some punchlines. You were like, I want to see that guy again. What's his name again?
Terry Pterodactyl.